Mine. Okay. Welcome, everyone.
Well, hello and welcome
Guess
to
what?
Our podcast.
We're drinking wine, in
Shocker.
Case like anyone was surprised by that.
We never drink.
No, like hardly ever.
We're
it's
like
a
sober
really
queens in the world.
Random occurrence. You know. So hi everyone. I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
Welcome. You're listening to Jether's Round of Stuff. Not live, but recorded, obviously.
Very close to live.
But yeah, super close. So we have Megan, our tech guru here as our special guest today. Say hi, Megan.
Hi. They couldn't afford anyone else.
Yeah.
Wait, we don't pay anybody.
We don't pay anybody.
Exactly. You have to be free.
Our budget is zero. So,
I mean, our child labor is off the hook.
Yeah, totally.
Is it China in here? Because I smell child labor.
Wait, you don't get paid as much as the China people.
That's true.
They get paid way more than you do.
Yeah.
Exactly $2 more.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't
an
even,
hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
You
a
don't
day.
Even get paid in candy.
I don't even get paid in candy.
No, you have candy right there. There's candy.
Is there only two pieces?
There's some. There's like a bunch of. There's at least three Twixes and a truffle.
Twix.
Super sucks.
A gross
what?
Truffle.
Twix sucks.
Twix are awesome.
I think that
I've
truffle's
never
gross
seen you
too.
Eat a Twix.
I love Twix.
I actually like the left ones.
Mm-hmm.
The yep. right ones taste gross.
You want the left one. So here, there's here.
I could see like I could see the right ones. Yeah.
Put it in your wine, Heather. It'll make it taste better.
You have to unwrap. Okay. Yeah. It's wine and chocolate.
It's
there
wine
you go.
And chocolate.
That's perfect. So yeah. Oh shit. It looks like a little turd floating in Heather's wine now. Okay.
I hope it flavors it nice. I'm gonna let it marinate for a little bit.
Oh, that's amazing right
well,
now. That's amazing.
This is off to a good
let
start.
Let me just shake this up okay. a little. I'm gonna swirl it. Thank you.
Good
here,
job.
Here
good
comes the taste.
Good job. Okay, taste it. I doubt that the plasticky chocolate has melted at all yet.
No. I just taste Kyle's fair market red right kay. Now.
But oh, you put it in some Kyle's?
Yeah.
I put it in Kyle's.
It's
why
Kyle's.
Would you do that?
That's what
and
we're
that's
drinking.
That's all I have.
That's all we have right
and
now.
You kind of
have
dared,
a water
kinda,
bottle right next to you.
You kind of dared
so
me to put it in there, so
did,
I decided to let it swim.
What did we drink first? It was a rosé.
It was a Jones of Washington Winery Jones
rosé.
Rosé.
It was pink. That's the only reason I know. It was good.
Yeah, it was. They do a really
so
good job with their rosé.
It was a nice kind of day outside where our house is having some reconstruction done from a water leak that we had. So we sat outside because they were still doing their
work. They
were work.
Pounding and
there's no floor.
They were pounding and hammering and drilling and stuff. So we sat outside for a while and it was nice. It
got to watch Megan play some ball.
Yeah, Megan and Jeff were playing some soccer.
I kick
sorta.
Ass at ball.
Yeah, you
and,
do.
And that was fun. That was super fun.
You know, the cutest thing was Patron playing.
Patron mm-hmm. picked up the freaking soccer ball in his mouth. I did not think that he could do that.
Pretty sure the soccer ball is bigger than his head.
It is bigger than his head. I took.
So
I haven't looked. I took a ton of pictures of him
we
carrying
took one
the
video.
Soccer ball.
I think the video might be too long, but it
okay.
might not be.
I'll look at my pictures and if
we
see if there's a
one
good
of
one.
Him
so
holding his cute little ball. Or Megan's
cute.
Ball, really. I hope it's not ruined. It
it's
little teeth.
A little tooth.
If it's all like flat
it.
Out in the front yard tomorrow, we know why.
It's just got a bunch of tiny holes in it.
Just I don't think he could pop it, but no. I don't know.
It was so cute.
He can do anything he sets his mind to.
He really can.
He can.
We believe in Patron.
We believe in him.
He can pick up balls bigger than his head.
Yeah.
And yep. he can take a gnarly shit in your yard.
Yeah, he did that also.
For me
yeah.
to clean up.
It wasn't that gnarly.
He's well-rounded.
Did you see
little
it?
Little doggy. Mm,
I saw the size of the bag afterwards.
So, did
well,
you
the
see
bag
it?
Could
no.
have covered a whole big
we did
yard.
Not go look at it. So.
Story of my life. I just do all
okay.
the shit jobs.
Moving on.
All right. Let me swirl my chocolate and wine.
I have one yeah. announcement to make.
Ooh.
We have been listening our Jetherisms
yes.
Every week.
Yes.
Last week, the Jetherism that we explained was pretty good hammer. And I had not checked our messages.
Did we have one?
And we actually had two.
Oh.
So we did have a message from Robin that said she had absolutely no idea what we were talking about.
Okay, okay.
We also had a message from Auntie.
Ooh, Auntie Kathy.
Auntie Kathy, who said that she thought pretty good hammer meant that was the buzz you got after drinking a personalized size bottle of wine.
Ooh.
Which is a really good guess.
That's a great guess, Aunt Kathy.
So since Auntie Kathy was the only one that actually guessed.
She gets some points?
She gets a point.
Does Robin get a point for emailing? I think Aunt Kathy gets two and Robin gets one.
Okay, let's do that. Aunt Kathy gets two, Robin gets one.
Can you explain to maybe a new listener just joining in what a jetherism is?
Yes.
Oh, of course. So a jetherism is something that Heather and I would say to each other.
Yes.
That taken out of context would probably be very confusing to someone else.
But not confusing to us at that moment.
And so we had a lot of these on our recent girls trip to Richland. So we're kind of just like using those, but they do also come up in day to day.
I was going to say, if we hang out with each other for a certain amount of time, they come up.
They'll come up
all the time.
So we need just to remember to write it down, and we're going to have. So at the end of this episode, we'll have a new jetherism that we'll talk about.
And then we had our one from last week.
So
did anybody comment for that one?
No. So nobody commented on the one for last week.
So points for this week.
So the one from last week was, my feet are rejecting them.
Any guesses, Megan?
Have you already heard the story?
Heard the story, but I heard Heather say something about it in context. So
okay.
I do know.
So she kind of knows what we're talking about.
Okay.
So I'll explain this one. So we were at the lodge, right? Our favorite place. At the lodge, they give you a really nice bathrobe that you can wear while you're there.
Yes.
And this year they had a new item, which was a pair of slippers.
That matched the robe.
And so we're like so excited. And the slippers you could keep, mm-hmm. right? Well, when we unwrapped them, we noticed they were sort of on the cheap side.
Which is why everybody can keep them.
Because you can,
because
they're basically disposable
yes.
slippers.
Yes.
So we're getting ready to go to breakfast, I think.
Something.
Or the wine social or something in the hotel.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to wear my lodge slippers. And you unwrapped them because they're in plastic.
Yep.
And I was in the bathroom or something. You were in the
hallway,
bedroom
or
the hallway.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to wear these slippers. You're putting them on. You're like, wait, they're not staying on my feet. Wait, it keeps falling off my foot. Oh, Kobe, my foot is rejecting them. They're too cheap. My foot is rejecting them.
That is exactly how that went down.
You have some high-class feet, Heather.
It was.
Which, if you actually saw them, no one would think they're that high class.
I have mine on. I literally have them on right now.
Yes, they still reject my feet often at home.
They, you know, and so in the hotel room, there's four robes and four pairs of slippers.
For two of us.
So we wore one pair and then we each brought a pair home.
I brought two pair home because mine rejected my feet the whole
week.
Well,
I have the pair I wore there and the new pair I haven't opened yet.
Me neither. That's exactly
so
how
I'm
it
still
is.
Wearing the pair that we wore at the lodge. So I'm going to take a picture of my foot right now.
Sexy feet.
There
okay,
we go.
So I'll post the picture of my foot.
I'm
with
just
the cheap lodge slipper on it.
Was it weird to call my mama's feet sexy?
I didn't even notice.
You know, hopefully the people at home won't either. So
I felt like it felt normal.
But you know me.
Yeah, I do. I knew that you really didn't think your mom was sexy. You're just making a little funny.
I have to be careful of what I say now because I'm pretty sure people from school are now listening to this podcast.
Really?
Are they really?
At least one.
If you're listening to us, you better give us 5 stars. I said I was gonna say 4.
Go on your damn iTunes account and give us 5 stars.
Don't threaten my friends, please.
Megan's second mother is threatening you.
I know who you are.
Don't make me come to that school because they love me there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they will never reject Heather.
No.
No. Mostly because they're scared of you.
Yeah.
Most adults are.
That's great.
Yeah. Kids, not so much, but adults are fucking
we
want to
keep
about
it that way.
Only children and ladies at the front desk are not scared of you. Ladies at the front desk are a different breed.
The one front desk lady, I think, a little bit. Not too bad, but a little bit.
They probably just are annoyed.
I think it's more annoyance because well, I'm very bitchy and snotty, and
yeah,
they didn't like the whole phone thing.
Yeah, the phone thing was bad. That was bad.
What did you do to the phone?
Remember at the junior high when she tried to pick you up and she wasn't on the list?
Again.
We talked about this last week.
Like, you did?
Yes. Yeah. I never get to be on the list. This is the first year Mom actually made it on the list.
Wait, you talked about this on the podcast?
Yes. Yeah. Last week.
Yeah, we did.
That was very sweet.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to mention last week we talked about one of my coworkers, Jonathan.
He's so cool.
He's awesome.
We love Jonathan.
We love Jonathan. So he mentioned that we had talked to him on the podcast, and we're talking about it in front of my other coworker, who I think might be just a little jelly that she wasn't like mentioned.
Allie, we love you.
Allie wasn't mentioned. So we just want to put a shout out to Allie.
Woo!
That we love Allie. I know Megan especially loves Allie.
I love Allie.
She's my job recommendation. So yeah. I'd better love Allie.
Allie and I are supposed to have our dogs doing play dates, but
that's right.
My dog would eat her dog.
Yeah. What?
Patron?
No, not Patron.
Merlot.
Merlot's not very polite yet.
I don't know.
Or maybe her dog would end up eating Merlot, and that'd be good for her.
Maybe.
Aren't they about the same size?
They're about the same size.
They're
about the same size, yeah.
Or maybe
Booker might be a little bit bigger than Merlot.
It would be best interest for him to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Although.
I think he is a little bigger than her.
Heidi's dog, Buddy, is 130 pounds. And that didn't do nothing to her.
Yeah, well.
She just took that shit right down.
She's like, nope, not doing that.
But he's such a sweet dog. I don't think he doesn't have fighting in him.
Yeah. Booker?
No. Buddy.
Oh, Buddy.
Nelson's dog.
Yeah.
No, there's no fight in that dog.
Booker sounds like, this is so off topic. Booker sounds like a curse word.
Booker?
Booker.
Like, fucker.
What?
Why do you gotta be such a booker?
Yeah. It's the same phrase as fucker.
It kind of is. Yeah. It kind of is.
You
yes,
mother
yes,
booker.
Yes. Yeah. Mother booker.
Allie, I hope you're listening to this. Your dog's a cuss word.
I'm sure she's
Aren't
going
you
to
so
now.
I'm so happy, Allie, that you got upset that you weren't mentioned, because now we're talking about you for a good chunk of this.
Your dog is a more prevalent shout out than you are, Allie. I hope you know that.
We love Booker.
Booker.
So I got to tell you, for Christmas, Allie got one of those. It's called a Furbo.
I need one.
So it's a video where you can see what your dog's doing, right?
Yes.
And it will alert her and say your dog is being active, like he's running around or something. So you can look and see what he's doing, like if he's barking at something or something. So like every once in a while, we'll be at work. And all of a sudden, I look over and she's looking at her phone. And I hear her going, Booker. What do you do, Booker? What's going on? What do you do? Like, she's talking to him, and I'm just like, what are you doing? And it has a thing where you can flip him like a treat or whatever.
Yes.
It's the coolest thing.
Now, can you put any treats you want in this thing?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to use their treats.
I don't know.
I kind of want one of these.
So it's, and then sometimes she'll just look at it to see what her boyfriend's doing.
That's what I want one of these.
Because it's like a whole view of the living
room.
I'm
running out of wine in my glass.
That looks like a slimy ass turd.
It's not a turd. It's a Twix.
Looks like a slimy turd in
like
your
a
wine.
Two third Twix to one third wine ratio.
Yeah. So
it's getting less and less.
Drink it. How much wine's left in the bottle? Is it like a lot? Oh, man. It might be good. It's got wine. It's red wine and chocolate. It might be good.
Wow.
That was impressive what you just did.
Swallow it, Heather, please. God damn.
Please swallow, Heather. Wow. You know what? I have that video of you
Heather,
too.
Heather, no talking next to the microphone until you're done chewing. We can all hear it.
Okay, that's the best Twix ever.
If anyone wants to see the video of Heather and the banana, you have to text me or message us to see that shit. I'll find it, though.
I don't remember the video on the banana.
Mm. Did you deep throat a banana?
Probably.
It was at a dance rehearsal at the high school.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes, no. You deep throated the banana. And I took a video and sent it to Thor.
Did he like it? I bet he loved it.
I'm sure he did. So today I have a story, but before we start the story, I have a list here that I got from our good friend Robin.
Ooh.
She sent it to me. She sent me some ideas. Mm-hmm. And so I printed this out because I thought it was fun. So it's a bunch of questions, like kind of icebreaker, like get to know somebody kind of questions. Oh. There's a lot of them, but I thought we'd maybe just do one today and see how that goes. And then...
Who are you asking the questions to?
So I'm going to ask you two.
Okay.
We can all answer. Okay. So the first one I'm going to ask is, if you could live in any fictional world, where would it be and why? Fictional world, like...
Star Wars.
Would it be Star Wars?
Hell fucking yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you at home could hear that, but as she said Star Wars, her Chewbacca ringtone just went off.
It did.
Well, I was trying to think of the fictional worlds that I know. So Star Wars, like Harry Potter. I don't know.
Well, Harry Potter would be cool and all, but I kind of would like to be in a place where I can have the Force. I know Harry Potter, I'd be magical and stuff, but what if I was a muggle?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I'd probably be a muggle or I'd be a squib. A squib.
Yeah.
I'd be that. And I don't want to be that. Now, if I was in Star Wars, I'd probably be a Dark Lord. And I'd probably have a cool 3-movie reign before I died. It'd be fantastic.
True. Or you might even get turned back to light side.
That doesn't really happen with the Dark Lords.
With,
you keep hoping that.
You know,
but it doesn't happen, Kobe. They all die.
What if we could be in the world of Harley Merlin?
Okay. You're thinking you'd be more magical? I want to be more with, I like the Force idea.
Okay.
I want to move things with my mind without a damn wand.
Put your face in front of the microphone.
There we go. Yeah. I think I'd really want, I don't want to strangle people with my hand.
Yeah, okay. You want to like actually physically strangle them, not just with your mind?
I want to strangle with my mind.
Okay, see?
But I want to put my hand out like I'm doing it, but not touch them.
So you want to Darth Vader?
I want to be Darth Vader.
You could do that in Harley Merlin. You can do your telekinesis.
I'd have to do telekinesis, but then they would have, if they have telekinesis, they can get back at me.
That's true. I would, if I was going to do Harley Merlin, I want all the affinities.
I would want all the affinities, so I would want to have her wind, her fire, her
water, and air.
And air, but I'd also want the morphine, like Mackenzie.
Oh, okay.
I'd want to be able to also shapeshift. I want to be able to sense people's emotions.
Empathy.
Yep. And I'd want to be able to throw people around with the telekinesis.
Yeah.
What else would I want?
Wait.
Oh, I want to be able to bring people back from the dead.
So necromancy.
I want to be a necromancer.
Okay. Wait, is Harley Merlin, is that the bestiary book?
Yes. Megan's very upset because she thinks it's pronounced bestiary.
It's a bestiary. Bestiary is a stupid pronunciation.
But the audiobook guy calls it bestiary.
Bestiary.
It's bestiary.
But then they say that's where all the purge beasts go.
Yeah.
She's so you like, think it would be bestiary, but it's bestiary.
It's a beast. Because bestiaries aren't real.
But it's the best version of the beast.
No.
Because you get the power from them.
Megan, what world would you want to live in? Megan. Megan.
What was that?
I'm kind of really blanking on all of the fictional worlds that I know.
Okay.
You can be in your Nintendo world.
That's not a... That's not...
Whatever, Mario world? There's a
you
Mario
could do that.
World.
No, I was going to say Harry Potter, but then I got to thinking, like, people were, you know, Cornelius Fudge, Minister of Magic, people were trying to tell him that Voldemort came back, and he didn't believe them until pretty much Voldemort killed him. And so I was like, if this guy is the one who's supposed to be, like, the main protector of the wizarding world, I don't want to live in the wizarding world. That guy was an idiot.
Wait, maybe we could go live.
We
in
could
like
be a rogue
the,
wizard,
the Lord of the Rings like land or something.
So we can die by a giant spider.
No,
I would be there. So no one's dying.
So
with
you could
a
be
giant
friends
spider.
With Gandalf, and you know,
yeah,
Gandalf would hate us.
Live in the Shire.
Now is Gandalf a spider?
No,
Gandalf's the wizard.
He's the wizard.
Who's the spider? I haven't seen this movie.
Shelob.
Yeah,
they named the poor spider Shelob.
It's better than Aragog.
Aragog is pretty damn cool. Shalub? Shalub. Oh, there's just Shalub over there.
Shalub.
Now it's just
Shalub. Wait a second. Wait, back the truck up for just a second.
What?
You've never seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh,
not one movie.
Oh, Heather. Oh, my God. Okay, bucket list. Oh, we're doing right. that soon. Soon. Wait, and you're going to pay attention and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. She can't fucking sit still and be quiet for 5 seconds.
No. How am I going to watch that movie?
I will have to keep like focusing you.
It's like a,
like on the movie. Yeah.
Like a tying to the chair type thing.
I have a good fictional world. Okay. Not because I liked the book or the movie. I haven't read the book. The movies were trash, but Twilight.
Ooh.
Because being a vampire would be so sick. That would be so sick.
I would not want to be a vampire. Yeah, because I think I can't drink the blood of
but
animals.
But I like the werewolf thing. Mm-hmm.
Werewolves are cool.
Because they don't have to turn into a werewolf. They can turn into anytime they want.
Yeah, but it hurts really bad when you turn.
Also, you're not like a cool like wolf that can stand up. You're just like a normal wolf.
No, but didn't you see from Twilight? Twilight, they were massive wolves.
They were really big.
And then in the books, they were even bigger than what they had said in the movies.
But they were still just wolves. Like, what? You don't get to stand up on your haunches and be all big, like, towering and terrifying. You're just like a wolf.
Everyone was very terrified of them.
But you can kill a vampire.
Yeah.
If you're a werewolf.
Yep.
Vampires, you can kill werewolves, right?
Not very easily.
No, werewolf bite is deadly to a vampire.
But it's more impressive if you're a vampire and you kill a werewolf.
Probably.
You get
but
more
if I had
cred.
To pick between the two, I was always Team Jacob.
See, I wasn't. I was Team Edward.
I was not a Team Vampire. I didn't
want to. See, for some reason, I really like movies and books about vampires.
I like vampire
I don't know
stuff.
Why.
They're
I
so
like
powerful
too.
And awesome. And they can
and,
like,
what
stuff.
I think is just that they, like when you get an old vampire, they lived for so long and you get to see so many changes in the world. Like you get to witness all of these things. That would be cool to see the progression like of the world.
All the carnage they leave in their wake.
There's a lot of carnage.
Do you remember that show that we watched a little bit of as a family? it was called Castlevania.
Yes. The cartoon.
Like that Dracula.
Oh, okay.
Would be super sick.
Okay.
I changed my fictional world. I want to live in Castlevania.
Okay.
Because you're either a normal peasant and you'll probably die. You're a vampire hunter, a sick ass wizard, or the most powerful thing on the planet, which is a vampire.
Well. Don't get ahead of yourself. Now, if our worlds collided, Vader's taking yours out. There's nothing beating that. I can strangle your vampire. I could probably put a stake through with my brain.
Not if the vampire is too fast for you to stake.
But Vader's fast too.
No, he's not. No. Not as fast as a vampire.
No.
Oh.
Vampires are super speed.
But I have the force. This is going to be a very
It's not
going to
matter
thing.
If you can't aim.
Well,
K-peeps. K-peeps.
Force field.
Who would win in a fight, a vampire versus Darth Vader? So you guys let us know who's going to win this fight, vampire versus Darth Vader.
It's always vampire.
It's okay? Vader.
Like the count kind of vampire.
Now, the vampire I'm talking about is like Dracula-level vampire versus Darth Vader. Okay?
Did you know his last name is Tepes?
Well, like, okay, whoa. How the fuck is the freaking vampire getting through Vader's army or armor?
Here? No. It's one-on-one.
Yeah, he can't even get through his mask.
It's
or
just
his neck.
All
he can't even get to his neck.
All he has to do is take it off.
He's not going to be able to take that shit off.
Vampires are fast and strong. So
but there's
very
a force
strong.
Field of the force. Force, you guys. The force is stronger than any fucking thing in the world.
But a vampire can move faster than you can see.
Yeah, but not the
Even
force.
Even Darth Vader.
Darth Vader could just say, okay, force, keep him right there. I guess what, the vampire's not moving. Let me just strangle the vampire to death while I put a stake through with my brain.
Wasn't Darth
Vader... The vampire turns into bats and he flies away.
Wasn't Darth Vader defeated by some, like, 20-year-old kid?
No. Vader was... Sadly, he... He perished because he was saving his 20-year-old son from the most powerful emperor in the world because he picked him up and he got electrocuted over and over and over and over again
so
by
here's
the emperor
the thing.
As he threw him down a big old shaft.
Some dude with like a power socket in his hands was able to kill what you think is more powerful than a vampire.
Wait, whoa. This was the emperor. The emperor was the
most powerful thing in the world, and Vader killed it.
He didn't, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody thought he did for about 20 years, so yeah.
But yeah, he
thought he would have fucking came back at the end there, but you know what? He got killed again, so now he's going to come back in another 20 years, I'm sure. Well, who the fuck knows? Okay. Vader's probably back.
So, so Vader didn't really defeat anyone. Because he couldn't defeat the 20-year-old kid. And he couldn't defeat the Emperor.
Didn't Dracula die in all his movies?
Megan.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Megan, Dracula's still around.
Like, let's break it down. So he didn't really defeat anyone.
Dracula died.
He has a dead bodies leading to his castle.
So does Vader.
No, he doesn't.
Vader has, oh my God.
Show me the proof of this.
Hey,
how many dead bodies?
9 movies, and you'll see all the carnage. What does that do?
Listen, Linda's.
I'll leave.
Are you guys ready to hear my story or what?
I don't know now. We're all worked up over the Vader. Just calm the fuck down for a minute.
Well, when you say it like that, I want to keep debating.
Megan's really good at debating.
Unfortunately, I am too.
You two are. I'm not even going to get in the middle of that shit.
I wouldn't.
Pick a side, Mom.
Don't be neutral. I'm not picking a side.
She already kind of did because she was going after Vader the whole time.
Yeah.
She already picked a side even though she's saying she didn't.
Team Edward, I'm not doing that.
All right. My mom refused to high five me. That's basically child abuse.
All right.
Story time.
Finally.
We're listening.
Good finally. Lord. Help us mercy. Okay. This is in June of 1932.
That's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That was not that. That was Great Depression time.
So there was
12 years. We're there. 100 years from now.
Yeah, when I graduate college, it's done for.
Yeah. Okay.
The owner of a speakeasy. Does everyone know what a speakeasy is?
Yes, but explain it.
Okay, it's a like a bar.
Okay. A bar.
I think they're like. Yeah, it's like a bar.
Well, that's way better than I thought it was. I thought it was one of those little
It might be illegal because it might have been during Prohibition. I don't know.
I
do remember that. They were like underground bars where they would serve like homemade moonshine and
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
They would play jazz music.
So
I'm really glad we explained that because I was thinking a speak and spell.
so different.
I don't know.
All right. Speakeasy, 1932. The owner's name's Tony.
Tony.
This is in the Bronx. Okay. He was in desperate need of money. He needed money really bad.
That's why he opened the bar.
So.
That's why he opened a bar during Prohibition.
So he and four of his little acquaintances devised a plan that they were going to murder someone.
Oh, God.
And collect their life insurance money. I don't know how they were going to get the life insurance money. But
unless he had like a family member in on it.
So.
Or maybe they're going to kill the person that got
Here we go.
Okay. You just have to read longer.
They were working with a corrupt insurance agent. So they would take out a life insurance policy on one of the habitual drunks that were always in the speakeasy. Then they would get him to drink himself to death and then collect the life insurance.
But
so
how did they get the money, though?
Because
they took out a life insurance policy on him.
Oh, they took it out on him.
So
apparently
you can take out a life insurance policy on anyone back then, right? So you can go, oh, see that guy over there? I want to take a life insurance policy out on him.
That's kind of sus, not going to lie.
Okay.
Wonder how many people I can take one out on.
Okay. So the person they chose to do this to, his name was Michael Malloy. Okay,
Michael.
He was a homeless Irish immigrant.
Oh, that dude.
He was an alcoholic and a longtime client coming to, it was called Marino's. Tony Marino was the owner. It's called Marino's. So he would come there and drink on credit because he didn't have any money until he just passed out like every night.
And they just let him keep doing it?
Yeah. So he would pay when he could. He kind of would get some temporary jobs here and there and then try to pay off his bar tab a little bit. But then it would go on for months and he would be broke and not have any money. So they seemed like the perfect person, right? Because nobody's going to miss this guy, right?
Yeah. No one's going to go looking for him probably.
So they took out some life insurance policies on him. And then Marino, Tony, the owner, extended him unlimited credit because they wanted him to drink himself to death so they could collect the insurance. Okay. So, however, it didn't turn out to be as easy as they thought.
This guy can hold his liquor, huh?
Yeah. This guy can fucking hold his liquor, man. So they thought he would just drink himself to death. But every day he'd come in, he would drink all day. Like all waking hours he was awake, he was drinking. But they never noticed that he had any health like issues. He just was fine. Like he would drink himself to death, pass out, and he'd wake up and he's fine. He drinks some more, he pass out, he's fine. Like
that'd
nothing.
That'd be so hilarious if this backfired and they just go broke because he
like
drank
giving
him
all
death.
The alcohol,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's funny.
So because this didn't seem to be working, they thought, well, let's speed things up a little bit.
Oh no.
Okay. So they started putting antifreeze into his drinks.
Well, that's deadly.
Antifreeze.
I know
deadly.
That's deadly for kitties. And
it
stuff
is.
Outside.
Yeah, it's bad. Or, you yeah, don't want to drink antifreeze. It's no.
Apparently,
bad
it's
for
really
you.
Sweet.
Yeah, I heard it's not bad.
It's,
the taste.
Yeah, like I've heard it tastes good actually, which is a problem. Yeah. Like yeah. So they were putting antifreeze in his drinks. So they kept doing that, but then he would pass out, and then he'd wake back up again and ask for more. Like
oh my god.
Just, you know.
He was just fine.
He was fine. He was fine. So they did that for a while. Didn't work, right? No ill effects. So then instead of antifreeze, they decided to put turpentine.
That's actual poison. That's
into
what it's for.
His drinks, right? Mm-hmm. So they started doing that. So that didn't work.
No.
He was fine. Again, pass out a little bit, wake up, ask for more. He's fine. So then, they put horse liniment, which is basically like a liquid Bengay type, solution into his drinks.
Are they just putting like a drop in or are they actually dumping a bunch in?
I don't
obviously,
know.
If they put a ton of antifreeze in his drink, he's going to die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he hasn't.
But they obviously didn't put enough in.
And they're putting antifreeze, turpentine, and now this horse
liniment
stuff.
I'm picturing a drop.
No, I bet it's more than that.
This guy just
so
has a gut of steel.
They gave him the liniment and he just gulped it down and asked for more. He was like, totally, whatever. This is great. Keep bringing it.
Boy, this is a different drunk than I've ever had before. I like it.
So then they thought, all right, this guy is just like not going to die, right? We really need to like do something. So they put literal rat poison into his drinks.
That should do it.
Rat poison. He's drinking rat poison.
It's supposed to kill a rat, though, not a human.
Yeah.
But enough of it
still
should.
But deadly. It's still no. deadly, right? Didn't faze him.
What?
Did not faze him.
This dude isn't like a real person.
He's like Superman.
He's like, I know, right? Who could drink all that shit and not get...
Was Area 51 going by now? Because he might escape from there.
I don't think so.
I feel like he was just like a robot experiment that they made like really human-like. And then they were like, we can never make one of these again.
Because he's like RoboCop.
Yeah, it's too... Yeah. People at bars think he's actually human. Like, it's too much.
You imagine that's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm. So then they started giving him some other things. So they gave him some oysters that were soaked in wood alcohol.
Oh.
Which didn't faze him at all. They gave him a spoiled sardine sandwich. Oh, God, that had to smell, right? God,
just stab
spoiled
him at that
sardines.
Point.
I know.
Oh, yuck. And they sprinkled metal shavings onto the sandwich. Nothing.
Well, why would they think sprinkling metal shavings after giving them rat poison
you know
would have done anything?
I think that at this point, they're in their kitchen or the back room going, okay.
What else can we throw
out? What is back here that we can just throw in there? Because
why would they have thrown the towel in by now and realized you need to pick a different target? Or you're going to have to actually kill him.
Yeah.
Like run him over with a bus.
Yeah. Like just shoot him, but they want it to look like an accident, like he drank himself to death. So
but I guess in the 30s they didn't do autopsies, which would have shown that DNA. Rat poison was in his drink.
So they finally decided that nothing this guy ate or drank was going to kill him, because apparently his whole innards are made of steel, right?
Yes.
So they decided they would just have to freeze him to death.
Okay.
Okay. Poor old Michael Malloy. They're going to freeze him to death. So one really cold winter night, the temperature was about 14 degrees.
Okay.
They waited for him to pass out, because he did every night.
Yeah.
And they carried him to a park and dumped him in the snow, and then poured 5 gallons of water over him to make sure that he would just freeze solid, just frozen.
That's so mean.
Isn't that mean? Like,
I will bet so much money he just gets back up and goes back into the bar.
So the next day he showed up again at the bar.
Yeah.
He needed a little warm up.
Yeah. He was like, guys, it's like so cold out there.
It's like really cold outside. Can I have some more free alcohol?
I need to warm my insides up. Give me some more of that rat
poison.
Can
you imagine he just wakes up in the park like with ice all over him? He's like, huh, time to go get a drink.
Okay, so that didn't work. They are going to have to put a bullet in his head if they're wanting to kill him.
So
I don't get why like cyanide was like never an option. Like they were like rat poison, but then we'll stop.
I don't. It's hard to get your hands on cyanide. Not that I know from personal anything, but
if an average human were to just eat 26 apple seeds, they would die of cyanide poisoning.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Apple seeds have a tiny, tiny amount of cyanide in them.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, if I ate 26 apple seeds, I would die?
Of cyanide poisoning. Yep.
What? Heather's looking it up.
Heather, look it up. In like one sitting.
That's cray cray.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So the next thing that they did is they decided to take it a step further, and they just ran over him with a taxi that one of the people owned. So they're like, let's just hit him.
You're very close, Megan.
How many apple seeds?
Well, I don't know about that. It just says that there is a substance in within that releases cyanide. It contains something that has a substance that would release the cyanide. It's not quite cyanide, but there's cyanide that will produce from this thing.
Yeah. If you eat
how many?
It doesn't say how many. Here. How many apple seeds?
Do I need to commit suicide here?
Now they're going to be at my door searching
that
this.
That can't be right. How can you just eat apple seeds and die?
It's 200. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But they do have cyanide in them.
Okay.
20 apples. If you were to just eat 20 apples, you would die.
That's a lot of apples.
That's cyanide poisoning.
Don't eat 20 apples. Oh. Okay. So they ran over him with a taxi. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, they hit him.
They ran over this guy with a taxi.
Ran over the taxi.
They back up too?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like back up, pull forward,
so
back up. Bless
he
you,
did
Megan.
Get some broken bones, and he spent like 3 weeks in the hospital. Okay.
Cleaned
but
up,
after, but after, as
that.
Soon as he was discharged from the hospital, he was back at the speakeasy for his alcohol. God damn. So.
That guy's committed.
Wow.
So. On February 22nd, 1933, after he was passed out, they stuck a gas hose in his mouth and turned it on, and that finally did the trick.
They poured gasoline down him?
I guess. I don't know if it's a gas hose, like a gasoline or like natural gas. I guess gasoline.
I don't know how much that. Did they have natural gas in the
30s? I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, they stuck the
So they poisoned him with some.
They
kind
pumped
of
him full of gas, and he finally died.
All right.
He finally died.
Finally, how did they get him to be like put this in your mouth?
They waited for him to pass out.
He was passed out.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't even know.
I thought they were just like, hey, do you want some more free alcohol? Put this hose in your mouth.
Look, it's like a funnel with a hose.
Yeah.
We'll just pour it in there.
Hey, gasoline tastes like Everclear, right? This could be the same
Everclear's
thing,
gross.
Right?
Everclear.
It's not
so these people that were trying to kill him, they did collect on the insurance.
How did they not go to prison for
and
this though?
And he got known as Mike the Durable because he kept it going. Took so long for him to die.
Wait, he should have been the Energizer Bunny.
So he, because
he keeps going. Why were they durable? They should have been Mike the Energizer.
Well, the insurance people heard all these rumors about Mike the Durable and how they did all this stuff. I don't know why they would tell anybody.
They went up to their friends and was like, dude, we trying to murder this guy?
Yeah, like a whole bunch of times. And yeah, it didn't work.
Well, they were probably all high-fiving themselves and they finally did the deed. They only took us 4 years.
They're like, guys, guess what? You know that dude we've been trying to murder for like a year?
We finally did it.
He's dead.
Yeah. He's finally dead. So the insurance people contacted the police. They exhumed his body, and that's when they found out, like, that he had been poisoned, basically. Yeah.
A lot of poison.
They got tried and convicted in 1934. There was four of them. So one of them just got a prison sentence, and the other three all got executed.
Really?
Electric chair. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty big time back then.
Yeah.
Who was the one that was... Fine. Was it the insurance guy?
No, it was the
bartender,
the owner of the speakeasy, and his little conspirators. Yeah. So
I'm surprised they got the electric chair.
That was like, I can't believe he drank all and ate all that shit and nothing happened to him. That's crazy.
But the gasoline got him in the end.
It was the gasoline that got him in the end.
You guys realize that? That's the most poisonous thing in the world, obviously.
Don't drink gasoline.
Electric cars. They're the future.
No more gas.
Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Won't be any more of these issues.
Yeah.
Well, wow. What did we learn from this? That there's some people that have iron guts?
Don't try to murder an Irish person with beer. It doesn't work.
Yeah, if, as soon as you combine it with beer, it's like any other toxin. Yeah,
it cancels it out.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Interesting.
Half a bottle of cyanide? Mm-mm.
Yeah, no good, no go. Yep. All right, so the last thing, we have our Jetherism for this week.
We do.
So the Jetherism for this week. So if you think you know what we're talking about, please email us. Or drop us a line, go on our Facebook.
If you even drop us a line, you're going to get at least a point.
Yeah. So Aunt Kathy has two and Robin has one. So
it's anybody's game.
You guys need to get up on that.
Step
okay.
up the game.
So the next Jetherism for this week is OMG, stop killing ducks.
I remember that.
I know.
So much.
Did you guys know that the ducks at the park are free? Like you can just take one home.
What?
Yeah. They're like free.
What do you mean they're free?
What do you, they want you to take them?
I don't know about that, but I know that if you go to the park and take one, like.
How do you just take a duck?
You go over to it and you grab it and you shove it in your car.
You imagine that drive home with a duck in your car?
That's why you put it in the trunk.
Wow.
Poke holes in it.
Poke holes in your trunk?
Yeah. They're free. Everyone out there, I just want to say inspirational message time for Megan. Go. That free duck is waiting for you on that horizon line, baby.
What about the geese?
No, the geese suck. We don't care about the geese. It's the ducks. All right.
So like I've been walking on the trail before and have come across many geese who sit there. I have to step over them. So I could literally like bend down and pick up one of these geese.
Yeah.
But you're telling me not to bring home a goose, to bring home a duck.
Ducks are better.
Geese are mean.
The ducks fly away, though. The geese don't give a shit. They don't give a shit.
You know what? To be honest with you, in your household and my household, the goose would stand the better chance with the cats.
Yes, it would.
Versus the ducks.
Yeah. The duck would die.
I'm leaning towards the goose. The goose can actually take on a bald eagle and win.
Well, okay. So the next time if I walk in a trail, I find a goose, I'm going to grab it.
Okay.
And we'll have a goose.
All right. At your house.
Yeah.
I have enough animals at my house.
We can each have one.
We
I'll grab two.
I don't want one unless it's a duck goose.
Oh, I'll see if I can find a duck goose. I've never seen one in Wenatchee, though.
We only see it at Richland, and we have two. We had two in Enneat. I think we're down to one.
Okay.
Aww. I don't know what happened to the other one.
Poor duck goose.
Poor duck goose.
Poor duck goose. It just looks like a massive duck.
A big ass duck.
With a long neck.
So if anyone knows our Jetherism of the week, let us know.
Yes, please.
I hope everyone has an awesome, awesome week. Thanks for listening, and thanks for going on iTunes and giving us 5 stars, because I know you guys already did it already.
All 13 of you.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. All right, everybody, have a great week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.